Welcome, and maybe we can begin by each of you introducing yourselves and situating yourselves. Where are you from, and why are you here?
My name's Emma Manish. I'm a fourth-year education student at Mount Royal, and I'm a research assistant looking at the tutoring program at Mount Royal.
Hi, my name is Jessica Curdery, and I'm also a education student, my third year, and I'm also working as a research assistant on this project.
Hi, I'm Jody Nickel. I'm a faculty member in the Department of Education, and I teach courses in language and literacy. Emma and Jessica have been my students in the past, and they've been helping me to examine the teacher candidate assignments to understand how we can improve the learning experience for future teacher candidates.
And so if you were standing in an elevator and somebody just said, like, they didn't know anything about what you were doing, like, what would be the elevator pitch that you would say, oh, this is what we're actually doing?
This might be, like, very educational jargon, but I would say, like, the context of our study or what we're working on right now is really, like, reflective practice, and it's that process of reflecting on what you're doing as an educator and then refining your practice to be an even better educator year over year. I think that might be very basic, but that's essentially what we're doing.
Okay. And I understand this is the first time you've come to an academic conference. This is a SOTL conference. You've already got your presentation. It's done and dusted. So your impressions, what was that like for you, Emma?
Well, I think in teaching, there's so many different aspects of speaking that we don't necessarily get trained in, it's important to participate in things like these because it really increases your confidence to speak up, even if it's just in a staff meeting or to present an idea to your colleagues. That's an important skill to have, so it's really helped me with my confidence in that aspect.
Oh, I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that. And then, you know, one of the SOTL principles when we do this kind of educational, you know, teaching and learning research is to go public. So you were actually going public with your stuff, and there were people in the room. What was that like for you, Jessica?
I think we were quite nervous to present because I think we felt a little bit out of place as being students, and we weren't really sure if we were the right fit for people to be presenting at such, you know, an academic conference. But it was really rewarding because we got to share the work that we've really put our blood, sweat, and tears into, and we're so proud of the work that we've done. And then getting to present that to an audience that was so receptive and so warm and so encouraging. And at the end, they had such thoughtful and insightful questions and comments, and we really got to have a rich conversation afterward. And I would say, like, that was maybe the most rewarding part of the whole experience.
Was there a particular comment or happening, an event, or something connected to your presentation for either of you that you're like, I'll always remember that. Like, that was actually really interesting for me. Again, whether it was question or it could be either of you.
I think just having other people appreciate the program at Mount Royal, it makes me personally very proud to be a student in the education program at Mount Royal, that other universities and institutions are recognizing the pathways that Jody and Joy are creating for the TCs to be equipped to go into schools and have this knowledge, this specialized knowledge.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I would agree. Like, it was a lot of pride, you know, and I think that in a lot of ways in the education field, we're being taught the importance of that reflective practice, and we're being taught all of these high impact teaching strategies, and then being able to say with confidence, like, not only are we learning this, but we're seeing it demonstrated from our instructors, mm-hmm. is really, like, we're able to scream that from the rooftop and say, look at how amazing our program is, and everyone should come here because we are the best teachers.
Jody, what has the experience been like for you co-presenting, co-researching, and just even hearing Emma and Jessica reflect?
Well, it's been interesting to see them at an academic conference, and as they said, they were feeling anxious, but also being inspired by, oh, like, maybe this is within reach. Like, mm-hmm. maybe I could be a researcher. Maybe I could find burning questions that I want to research. So that's been pretty exciting to see them experience that.
Oh, that's wonderful. Any final closing thoughts about the experience before we wrap it up?
Well, I would say that we were talking about this last night, Emma and I. We are just so inspired, and we're really looking forward to coming again. So mm-hmm. One of our first questions after presenting was, oh, can we come next year again as a student, even if we're not presenting? Because we're so interested in the dialogue and the discussions that are happening. And I think that we're becoming better teachers just by within mm-hmm. our presence here. So we're really motivated to come back. And whether we want to present again next year or just attend a few sessions, I think that that's something that's definitely on our radar.
That's mm-hmm. wonderful.
And not only learning from other people's research, but other people's experiences and talking over lunches and coffee breaks. That's where I'm learning a lot, is those experiences as well.
Okay, great. And with that, let's call it a wrap. Thank you.
Thank you.